My name is Matthew. My intentional one thing that I do every day, I started to just build people up. And sometimes even if I have to say something that they need to hear, I always, always, every time, bring out good points about them. What it has done is it has made it a habit in my life. Thank you very much.
Hey, here's a question based on what you just heard Matthew say. Would you rather spend a day with a person that's calling you ignorant, stupid, or criticizing you, or a day with someone who's building you up, encouraging you, and speaking the truth into your life? That's kind of a non-answer required, because we know that encouragement, really, you think about it, it gives courage, right? It's in courage. And we can have discourage, and we don't want that. And so today here at Intentional Living, we're focusing on who is it that has encouraged you or helped build some courage in your life. Dr. Randy, and by the way, a reminder that our phone lines this week have been held, and are being held, for a very special purpose. This is our share month, an opportunity to catch up on our support and underwrite the ministry to keep us going. And we thank you for your support in doing that. And we hope you're supporting this station as well. You need to do that because of these folks that make it possible for us to be on the air here. And so please do that actively and intentionally. But as you're able to come and join us in monthly support, and we're doing something pretty special I'll tell you about in just a moment. So the phone line's being held for that purpose, and I'll give you that number as well in just a moment, how you can show some encouragement to the Ministry of Intentional Living.
Hello, my name is Lance, and my story of intentional living in Christ and also living with encouragement helps me reflect on my childhood. So my father was very encouraging to me when I was growing up. My father was always there to, you know, encourage me to do a better job, to do well. And I am sort of a perfectionist, and I remember specifically on one occasion playing baseball where I didn't do very well and I was down on myself, and he encouraged me by telling me that sometimes, you know, it doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes I don't perform my best, but I need to be patient and know that in the long run, I can take more steps forward than I've taken backwards, which was certainly inspiring to me.
Hey, listen, Lance, when you have a dad that encourages you like that, that's a powerful thing. I was thinking of a story I heard from someone who said the exact opposite. His dad would sit in the stands when he would run track and then criticize that he didn't run fast enough. In fact, one memory that he had from childhood was his dad coming out of the stands and throwing his training shoes at him and saying, "You could have run faster." And he remembered that now as an adult sharing the story of discouragement in his life. And certainly that's not something that we want for our kids or grandkids. Talking about encouragement today, I've got some great stories ahead, and as we continue to talk about this, just before we do, I want to remind you again that your support is allowing us to do this here at Intentional Living, and that we have a very special resource. It's my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anger, Worry, and Fear, and Other Emotions. How do you deal with your emotions? We just created a workbook to go with it that was just released this week. Plus access exclusively to those who are receiving the workbook on a masterclass where you can listen to me doing some teaching online on each of these chapters, sort of a summary of each chapter. And that's all our gift to you, a package to help encourage you as you come and help us in your monthly support. So all you have to do to join us, the phone line is only for this purpose this week and next, 888-888-1717. Again, call 888-888-1717 or go online to theintentionallife.com.
And I'm just calling to let you know how we have been intentional with our own children, and our children started new schools this year, so we put little notes in their lunchbox and just to tell them that we're thinking of them and to have a good day and God bless.
So at the end of the day, when I close my eyes and I say my prayers with my kids, I'm also focusing more on what we're thankful for in each other. And ever since we've been focused on thankfulness, we've seen a lot more love in our family life.
The intentional thing that I've done is I've prayed to have a love for my stepdaughter as a mother would for their kid.
You know, you think about the power of words. When you think about encouragement, it generally comes through the words that we speak. Words breathe life or death. The words that you choose to speak in your family will resonate over the generations. How many have heard stories about grandpa or grandma or great-grandma or grandpa who
who haven't, you've never even met. They're gone. They've been long gone. And yet words that have resonated, words of either encouragement or discouragement that have vibrated and reverberated through the generations, even to today. And the words that we speak, what we choose to say in our family to each other, when we think of the power of living intentionally, there's no more important area than the words that we choose to speak in our life. Words that either put in strength or put in courage, or words that take away courage, discouragement, and affirmations and pats on the back, while they can be good, certainly don't fit the bill when it comes to really building encouragement into our kids' lives. By the way, we have a top 10 list of intentionals on our website. These top 10 are designed to help you build courage into your kids' lives. I shared a few. Let me just camp on a couple of these. Another one on the list is to give your children wings and not weights. And what I meant by that is that when we speak into the lives of our children, their capability and possibilities as they trust God, as they rely upon Him, and not weigh them down with all the things that they can't do or haven't done or the impossibilities. And it's easy to take our own negativity and build it into the lives of our sons or daughters through the way that we speak, through our attitudes, through our own hang-ups, frankly. But when I think of that little verse in Proverbs that says that a word aptly spoken, a word aptly meaning at the right time, the right word, and the right context, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold, a beautiful picture, isn't it, in settings of silver. And that's how we put strength in. We're talking about we're not talking about just physical strength here. You know, we have to work to make that, don't we? But at the same time, if we want to build a deeper strength, the strength that will sustain our children for a lifetime, it comes from the power of encouragement. And ultimately, that comes from God Himself. And we're commanded, as I just shared with you in Thessalonians 5, to encourage one another, to build one another up. Those are two things that will make a big difference in your family. So how did that happen in your family when you were growing up? What can something that you can remember as you look back, how you were encouraged, or in your family today as you encourage each other? What works for you? How intentional does this really feel and work in your home? 888-888-1717 is the number.
This is in regard to the lady that chose to follow her husband and to lift him up. I'm a husband that has a wife like that, and from my point of view, it works. It makes me want to love my wife a lot more, knowing that she stands behind me, behind my decisions. Not that she can't override me sometimes, but most of the time she sticks with my decisions with the children and all, and that just makes me want to love her even more.
There you go. Expressing encouragement in your marriage, that's a part of it, isn't it? Let's go to Tammy, who's listening in Arizona today. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Tell me about encouragement in your family.
When I was growing up, my parents did not encourage me at all. I think the most positive thing that I heard from them was my father. I was the youngest of three. He said, at least we got one smart one.
Wow.
The family. And it was terrible because I always tried to overachieve to receive that encouragement.
Now, so was it openly discouraging or was it just a lack of anything?
Just a lack of anything. When I had my son, I became a single mom and I just decided to go the opposite direction. And I always found something encouraging to say to him about his individuality, about his any schoolwork that he did. And my son's now 19 in college. I'm very proud of him. But it made a difference in his life.
Oh. So what kind of things would you say?
I would leave notes in his lunch and just encourage him to have a good day. My parents, growing up, my parents are not Christian. and I was, am. So I would also do things like when he would do a writing project or do something in sports in school, I was always there. You know, giving his friends rides also and remaining positive around them.
How has the lack of encouragement affected you as an adult woman?
Oh, it has caused depression, a lot of anxiety, feeling like a failure, sometimes trying to overachieve to receive encouragement.
Well, it sounds like you've done a good job with your son. You have one child?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, sounds like you've done a good job. You were very intentional in saying, look at the things that I didn't receive when I was a child, and I choose to be different now as an adult. Seems to me you need a little encouragement, too. Sounds like you've done a good job. You've worked hard at it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when we wait for someone to encourage us and they don't, you have to kind of wonder, in your case of your parents, what kind of lack of encouragement did they get that caused them not to be able to pass it on to you, if that makes sense.
Right. My parents are not very affectionate, more on the depressed side. And I have an older brother who's passed on. He was more on the depressed side, drinking and drugs. And I have a sister who's also more depressed and never really achieved much career-wise.
Well, good for you, Tammy, in having this awareness. A part of overcoming things from our past, forgiveness is huge, but also an awareness of how certain situations or lack of encouragement in this case can affect us later in life and then choosing to go in a different direction. So good for you for doing that. And thank you.
I'm a caregiver for my mom right now, and she's 80, and I'm trying to encourage her.
Wow.
Now, the roles are reversed.
I was going to say, you're giving her what she didn't give, but you'll never regret it.
No, I won't.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What about you, and what kind of encouragement did you receive or didn't receive, and what are you doing in your family today? 888-888-1717 is the number. Love to have you join in. We're talking about the power of intentional encouragement.
Hi, my name is Angie. I have a daughter who's active Army, and she's in Fort Lewis, Washington, and I intentionally support her by encouraging her and giving her the word when she's discouraged, reminding her that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. And I also send her, my husband and I send her little goodie boxes about once a month just to pick her spirits up and let her know that we're thinking about her.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
You can change another person's life today by doing this one thing. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. The one thing that you can do that'll make a difference is to encourage a person who's going through a tough time in their life. Something you say, sometimes just being present, maybe helping them think through a decision they need to make. It says in Proverbs 12:25 that anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. Isn't that interesting? You think about the wisdom of Scripture. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. A discouraged person is going to cross your path today. They may have a smile on their face, but you have an opportunity today to be intentional, sharing one word that will encourage them, that will remind them that they are loved by God. That's one thing you can do to be intentional.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
You know, have you ever experienced like a light switch going off, illuminating maybe a solution to a problem or getting a new level of understanding or insight? C.S. Lewis used to call this being surprised by joy.
Maybe it's a sense of awareness. It's maybe referred to as an epiphany or insight, or maybe it's just being in the zone. Pieces start to come together. Problems appear solvable. Ideas and information start to come together, and the prayers that you've had start to take on structure. We call these aha moments. And in this lesson, I want to talk about how an aha moment can change your life. And you know, an aha moment can change your life. That's an excerpt from the content this month for our members of Intentional Living, how aha moments can change your life. And you're thinking, if you're maybe new listening, and what does that mean? What is intentional living? Intentional living is a community of believers, those of us who love the Lord. And we just want our lives to be a little more meaningful and less regrets. We've lived long enough to know that there's things that we can do that are dishonoring to our spouse, to our family, to our finances, and to God ultimately. And that when we bring God glory, as I like to teach, when we do things that bring Him glory, it brings benefit to us. When you honor your spouse, it brings benefit to you. When you bring glory to God with your finances, it benefits you. This is true with your health, your work, and every area of life. And so intentional living is a community of people. We support each other, and we love to come alongside of you and be a part of your journey as well to help you. And in turn, as you help support the ministry so we can carry on with this from day to day. You're helping keep the radio program and the spots and the resources going. And we have something very special right now for those who are coming to stand with us in support. It's not only receiving the monthly teaching, which will come by email to you, video and audio, but right now a copy of my latest book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Worry, and Fear, along with the brand new workbook just released this week. I was just given the copy yesterday, and that'll be sent along with access where you can go online and see the video of the masterclass that takes you through the entire book, chapter by chapter. It's all our gift to you when you stand with us in monthly support. Would you do that? Here's the phone number. It's our regular number. It's open here now and 24 hours a day for this purpose. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Today, talking about encouragement, and again, the word encouragement is way beyond just appreciation. It goes to the real heart of putting in courage. It's to make strong. That's what the word encouragement really means. And if we're putting courage into our children, putting courage into our spouse, into our family, it's going to come through the things that we say and how we respond. And did you feel encouraged when you were growing up? And are you passing along to others? Let's find out from Rochelle how she experienced her childhood. Hi there, Rochelle. Welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How do you relate to encouragement?
I think of my dad. When I was 6 years old, he got Parkinson's disease.
Mm.
So he was an awesome dad. He was always encouraging. He was always trying to teach us to have the character of God. He had a rough childhood, and then...
How did he encourage you? I mean, was it the words that he said? What kinds of things would he say?
Even though he had a rough child, he hooked up with God, and so that's where I think it changed him. Because then, you know, instead of looking at the sad and the bad that happened to him prior, then he just... he loved Billy Graham. He went to those crusades and became, a Christian. And then he was always telling us not to lie, to think before we speak, that our words, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. He would say all that to us. And then I was the second child, and so I was supposed to be the boy, but I was another girl. And so he had a harvesting business, and I would go out there and help him, you know, help him change out the spindles because he had Parkinson's. His right hand didn't work, so I was his right hand, you know, helper. And so he mentored me as I was helping him, you know. And he would sing little songs like, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know, and just all that encouragement. Every night before we went to bed, he would give us a hug and say our prayers with us, you know, encourage us. And then my mom was just the opposite, very negative. And I said, that lady that you're married to, she's trying to teach me to lie. And he goes, I guess I better go talk to her, you know. So he was still really loving and caring, you know.
So your mom really was offsetting, basically, what Dad was trying to do. She was trying to undo. Did she grow up in an environment where she was highly criticized?
Yes.
Yeah, and it tends
And she's 85. To this day, she still has that mouth problem.
Oh, boy. You know,
so you know what I have to do? I just talked to her when I, just a few things, and she starts with her mouth, I have to go.
Because it can be discouragement, like I said. Encouragement is putting in courage, and discouragement is, if you take the root, the dis is means to put a negative resisting force. So instead of putting in courage, you're taking courage out. It's unfortunate. I hope today, as we think about this thing of being an encourager, we think about our own lives and our own words. Are we more of a critic than we are an encourager? Okay, Rochelle, thank you. I want to get Nancy on here from Michigan. Thank you for your call, Nancy.
Hello, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Tell me, were you encouraged as a child?
I was encouraged. I was encouraged by both my mother and my father. My mother was the fourth child in a family of five, but she came along 10 years after her three older siblings. And my grandma always called her a nice surprise. And my dad was the ninth child out of 14 children.
How did they encourage you?
They encouraged me by always telling me, if I would say, I don't think I can do this, I can't do it, it's too hard. And my dad would say, how do you know it's too hard? You didn't even try yet. Come on, let's try and see if you can do that. So he would try with me, and of course, probably help me, you know, most of the time, but just kind of encourage me to keep trying. And I would be so surprised when I, you know, when I did it. And mother was the same way, and dad had health problems, so he was in the hospital a lot and actually died when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
But mother just kept up encouraging me, and they not only encouraged me, they encouraged my sister and my brother. My sister was 8 years older than I was, and my brother was 4 years older than me. And they, when they started going together, they were quite old. Well, to them, they were old, you know, in their family, everybody got married 17, 18, and they didn't get married until mom was 21 and dad was 26.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have any children for 2 years. So by the time my sister came along, they were just thrilled to death to finally get a child. And my sister and I couldn't get over it because she had three kids in 4 years and I had four kids in 8 years.
Well, they spoke into your life, Nancy. I gotta move on, but thank you for your call. And Nancy reminds us, listen, when mom and dad are on the same page speaking encouragement at the life of children, let's not offset each other. We've heard today the power of encouragement. I think we've also been pulling back the covers on the destructive force of discouragement. Boy, that can really be destructive.
My husband is encouraging quite frequently, which would seem like a typical thing to do. However, I grew up in a very critical household, and as a child, I always heard a lot of discouraging comments, a lot of negativity. I wasn't used to that when I got married, so my husband was constantly building me up, and 12 years later, he's still doing that, and I tell you what, it's made all the difference in the world. Every day he tells me he loves me. Every day he tells me how wonderful I am. Every day he tells me about my strengths and my talents, and he doesn't seem to tire of it, so I'm just blessed.
Well, you are one blessed lady. I know you know that. And I wouldn't feel discouraged. You just did good. You picked good. It shows you that you were thinking before you picked for life. You know, can I just add to what you heard here? We're talking about encouragement today. And you've heard me reference the scripture that really talks about this thing on a hope deferred makes the heart sick. And one of the things we hope for is encouragement in our lives. And it's something we need in marriage and life in general. Who can you encourage today? A text that you send, a Facebook contact, or telephone call, whatever it is, that you're letting someone know that you love them, appreciate them, and encourage them through your words. Let your words speak encouragement today.
I really wanted to drop you a line today. You encourage thousands and thousands of people like myself every single day of the week. I look forward to turning the radio on and just hearing you. I've been blessed. You've taught me a ton of things. You showed me how to see things in a little different way a lot of times. I thank God for you. I want to encourage you and give you strength for what you do every day for us. I'm just not sure if you hear that enough. So I just want to extend this to you from myself and probably thousands and thousands of other people that think the same thing. And that is, we want to thank you so much. You're our teacher. You're our mentor. And God, through you, is touching every one of our lives in a very, very good way. And I just thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, thank you, Producer Steve, for sharing that. That's very encouraging, you know. It's the first time I've heard it, but as I was hearing your words of encouragement to me, I could feel my blood pressure going down, my encouragement going up, and I think that's what we need in life. It's what helps us get through the day when we say something and mean it to encourage someone else. It's such an easy thing to do, really. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of effort, but it makes a huge difference when you talk about a return on investment. So thank you for sharing that with us. You know, today we've been talking about encouragement. And of course, you know at the root of that, the core is courage. And you can either be discouraged, taking away your courage, or you can be encouraged, building up someone's courage. And so when you think about your children, hey, listen, mom and dad, your kids need your encouragement to help them build courage for life today. Your spouse needs that. If you're married, your siblings, the people you work with. So think of someone today, maybe to make that your one thing challenge for today, and maybe every day for the next 30 days, every day intentionally encouraging someone who needs just a little more courage in their life. And again, as we wrap up today, I just want to say thank you to those of you who have lifted our arms and lifted us up in terms of the ministry with your financial support, allowing our voice to go out by radio and through the internet and through the resources that we create. Thank you for your support. And because of that, we can be here today. And your gift today of monthly support is huge. Come and join us so we can get these resources out to more people. Again, just call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. For Stephen and the rest of the team here, God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and support. And we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.